I'd like to welcome everyone on today's introductory call for the ALAC voting delegates to the NOMCOM for 2014. This call is held on Tuesday, the 25th of June at 2200 UTC. On the Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto, Humberto Carrasco, Carlos Vera, Van Sartesini, Carlos Aguirre, Carlos Vera, Silvia Hadline Leite, Fatima Cambronero, Eduardo Diaz, Diego Acosta Bastidas. On the English channel, we have Sindra Suknanan and Dev Anand Tiluksing. Apologies noted from Natalia Inciso, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, and José Arce. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are David and Veronica. And if I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And over to you, Silvia Hedland Leite. Thank you.
This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. I would like to welcome all the participants, particularly the candidates. As you all know, we are not going to perform a direct election for the delegates to the NOMCOM 2014. We are now giving an introduction to the ALACs, and that's why we have this call today. This is for the candidates to speak about themselves, their proposals for this coming year, which will be renewed the following year. So I see that they are all connected on the AC room. However, on the right side of the screen, we have the agenda with the names of the candidates in the alphabetical order, and then we have a variation in the order for making questions. We have not had any written question on the list, or we don't have written questions, so I would like to ask the participants so that we can keep an order and make the most of the time for this call to please type the questions on the AC room so that we can, so that the candidates may reply to these questions according to the order in which they appear. So without further ado, I would like to invite Carlos Aguirre. I would like to give him the floor. And then Humberto Carrasco, Jacqueline Morris, if she is available. Otherwise, she will speak at the end of the list. And then Juan Manuel Rojas and Wanda Scartesini. Before that, I would like to say something. Juan Manuel is telling me on Skype that he's having connection problems. So if we cannot solve this issue, we can alter or change the order of the speakers. So without further ado, Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. I know I have 5 minutes, but I will use less time. We know each other. And I believe that the candidates are excellent candidates to cover their positions for the region. But I believe we will have to take into account experience. And when I say experience, I see only three candidates with experience. But I also believe in the renewal of people and candidates. And I believe, or I think, we need to take into account something which is very important. We need to elect representatives for other committees and supporting organizations. And NOMCOM has not issued any critics. Last year, for example, there was a note or a complaint by the NOMCOM. It was a complaint about corruption, and the members, it was said that the members of the NOMCOM elected candidates according to pressures or based on pressures that they were receiving. So I think once again that we know each other. You have my resume in an email that I sent on an email that was circulated not long ago. So you have that information available. I don't have much to say. I wish you good luck to you all. And, of course, let the best win. Thank you very much. Silvia Jalanet is speaking. You have been very brief. Thank you very much. Now, Humberto Carrasco, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Hello, Silvia. I am here in Barcelona. It is almost midnight, so good night, good evening to you all. As Carlos Aguirre said before, we all the candidates are great candidates to the NOMCOM. And as Carlos said, experience is relevant, but also the contact, the fact of having contact is also very important. I personally have had a wide participation in ICANN during the last year, and I have been in touch with many people. So because I have many, I know many people all around the region and in the world, in Europe and in the U.S. So this gives me an external overview. So I would like to say that I am quite aware of the issue that we have with transparency and different issues. So it's important to take into account this process. I don't have much to say about this, and I would like to give the floor to the following speaker. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto. Do you know if Jacqueline Morris is already connected?
Gisela speaking. We will just confirm with you shortly.
This is Silvia Hallenleiter. Thank you very much, Gisela. We know Juan Manuel is still having problems with his connection, so now we will give the floor to Wanda Scartesini. Wanda, go ahead, please. This is Wanda Scartesini speaking. I would like to say that up to now I agree with the above-mentioned speakers. We are all good candidates. Experience is important because there is a learning period, and it is time for this learning. However, we also need to take into account that people are important for the for networking, and people are important for working together for the group and for outreach. So this is particularly important during the process. So we do not only have to take into account the knowledge of the positions to be elected, but we also need to take into account average. So this is a good opportunity for all of us, because perhaps if there is someone who has not that much experience, well, that person might have or be well in touch with other people. I would also like to emphasize the issue of conflict of interest. I would like to emphasize that I do not have any conflict of interest because I am not a candidate, because I am in the NOMCOM, so I cannot be a candidate. However, I'm not an applicant for the GTLD, but these are issues that should be taken into account for the positions to the NONCOM, and I think that the other candidates or participants should also make this information available regarding conflict of interest. It is important from my perspective that they express whether they have or not conflict of interest. In the NONCOM, I represent LACRALO. I would like to continue, but this is a decision to be made by others and not by me. So we are now opening the doors. We published the reports, the minutes of the meeting. So everything was very clear in terms that we are following a path to evaluate transparency, to improve transparency, to improve communication with the community. Because, as Carlos said before, regarding the answers to the NONCOM last year, there was the intention of doing something, and that was quite exaggerated, but it was good at the end, because we were able to improve transparency, the communication with the community. So this is where we are standing now. We have some improvements in participation, but we still need to participate more, and we need to get more candidates from our region. However, that is this year is much better than last year, and this year we have the possibility of choosing or electing candidates for the ALAC. So, this is important, and we have now more candidates, and this is something positive. But despite these, we have still few candidates for the board from our region, and this is something that needs to be taken into account, because regardless of the efforts we make, our colleagues willing to participate perhaps may not feel able or skillful enough to participate. So I think it is important that to keep on making efforts to obtain more candidates from our region. This is all I have to say. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for participating. And now I give the floor to Silvia. Silvia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Silvia Helen Leiter. I would like to know whether Juan Manuel or Jacqueline are in the call. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Jacqueline is not still in the call, unfortunately. She's not on the call yet. This is Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. And what about Juan Manuel? Silvia Vivanco speaking. No, he is not on the call either. So, Silvia Helen Leiter speaking once again. So now we will discuss the questions with the three candidates that we have on the call. Question number one will be replied first by Banda Scartesini, Umberto Carrasco, and Carlos Aguirre. This is a question from Sintra that Sintra posted on the chat, and she's asking, what do you think you can add as a representative to the NONCOM on behalf of LACRALO? So that question is written in English, It's on the AC room. So, Banda, could you please answer that question? This is Banda speaking. Thank you very much, Sintra, for your question. Well, I believe I have experience in many positions within ICANN. That's why I can say that I can add relevant information regarding the needs of the positions. On the other hand, I can say that I have a strong knowledge of the non-com processes. I know the specific problems of the non-com, the conflicts, and how they should be analyzed, the process in itself, interaction among the members and the chair within non-com. So as a chair, I had a great interaction with the with lawyers, with the processes, with the different groups performing different activities. So, from my point of view, I think experience is the most valuable asset. And I also know the Latin American and the large TTLD, LACNIC, LACRALO groups, and other groups belonging to other organizations, such as the groups from CITEL, general associations, such as the e-commerce and software organizations within the region. So this is what I can add as a person representing NOMCOM. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Vanda. Umberto, could you please answer the first question? This is Umberto Carrasco speaking. I think Banda is right. Experience is very important. But when you participate in this type of thing, well, if we are based on the experience only, well, renewal will be possible. So that is what we need to take into account. We need to take into account experience, but also new people so that we can rotate. Of course, I fully respect Vanda and her experience because, of course, that is for sure a lot of experience. But I think that we can add other things. For example, I might not have that experience, that much experience within ICANN. As you know, I have been participating actively in ICANN, but I have other background that might be relevant for this, and from that perspective, I think that I have good points to add. Silvia speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Carlos, you have the floor now. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia, and thank you very much, Sintra, for your questions. I think that Umberto's and Vanda's comments are correct, both of them. They are complementary. And when it comes to the question, what I can add to the non-com, well, I believe that experience is a vital factor, a key factor. In some cases, we mention experience, but sometimes experience is not applied, or was not applied, in fact, in this committee in particular. And I say this because the NOMCOM has had certain issues, and when they have to nominate ALAC members, for example, they did not take into account certain issues. For example, that the candidates should come from different organizations and different countries, because this is set forth in our bylaws. But I have also seen that when they appoint the candidate, despite what the bylaws set for, they do not specify the place where the representative or the candidate chosen by the NOMCOM will go to. So there are certain issues that are not being applied in the NOMCOM because sometimes they make mistakes when they appoint their candidates. So this is my experience. This is what I saw in ALAC. I was an UMCOM candidate to the GNSO, and that was my experience. So I would say that experience is very important, but provided that we can apply that experience, because otherwise experience is useless. From my experience, I would say participation is important. I am the chair of chair of my organization. I'm also a consultant to multimedia associations, and today I am participating in international organizations at different levels, and they give me experience regarding these issues, and this is what I can contribute to. This is at least from our region, or from the perspective of our region. So, as I said before, experience is important, but we also need to apply that experience. That is my reply to the first question. Thank you very much. This is Silvia Jalenleitu speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. I would like to give the floor to Jacqueline Morris. I would like to give her the 5 minutes and then give her the floor to answer the first question so that we can proceed with the second question. So, Jacqueline, welcome to the call. You have the floor now. Now I see Silvia typing that she's not on the call. Is she on the call or not? This is Silvia Jalenleitu once again. I was told Jacqueline was on the call. Is that correct? Silvia Vivanco speaking. I am checking that information. Let me check with Gisela. Gisela, could you please confirm that?
Sorry, Gisela here. Could you please repeat the question?
Silvia Jalenleitu speaking. I would like to know whether Jacqueline is on the call to welcome her to the call. Is she on
yes,
the call?
Yes, Gisela speaking. I will confirm her line is connected. Jacqueline, over to you.
Hi, Gisela. I'm hearing you, but I'm not hearing anything else.
Jacqueline,
I'm only hearing
Gisela.
You. I'm not hearing a single person.
Are you not hearing the interpreters?
Nope, nothing. I sent you an email saying I'm on the call, but I'm not hearing anything. And I only heard something when you just came on. I'm not hearing anything other than that.
Okay, just bear with me for a second, Jacqueline. Thank you. Kim, it's Gisela, if you could please confirm whether there's an issue with Jacqueline's line. Thank you. Jacqueline, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Veronica, it's Gisela, can you hear Jacqueline?
Hello, this
Veronica.
Is we can hear both Jacqueline and yourself very well.
Oh, well, then there's not a problem. Jacqueline, can you hear David speaking?
Who? No, I'm
Hello,
only hearing
Jacqueline.
You.
Hello, Jacqueline, can you hear us speaking? It seems she cannot hear us speaking.
Jacqueline, did you not hear the gentleman speaking?
No.
Okay. Do you think you could disconnect and we're going to dial up to you again? Because I can hear the interpreter. He can hear you, but you can't seem to hear the interpreter.
Okay. I will disconnect.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
So while you resolve the technical issue, perhaps we can go on. This is Sylvia speaking. Now, this is Silvia Jalonetti speaking. We're going to go now for the second question that Sintra placed on the chat room, and this is what we said. Do you think Lacrado's representation in the NOMCON has been effective? What are some of the areas that we can improve, and how can you affect this process, affect this process? And I'm going to ask Umberto Carrasco to answer question number two. And since Juan Manuel and Jacqueline are not here, I'm going to ask Umberto Carrasco to answer question number two. Has this been understood? Umberto, now you have the floor. Umberto Carrasco, are you online? Now we can hear you.
Hello?
Silvia speaking. Have you heard questions? Now this is Umberto speaking. I believe the classification of the representatives
in Latin
America and the Caribbean has been okay. I believe from this point of view, we need to value the representation.
Jacqueline, sorry, I can hear you.
And as a candidate, I have a lot to contribute to the Latin American and the Caribbean region. We apologize that we are hearing a lot of noise. From that point of view, I have nothing else to add. I have no questions that would complicate. And I'm not really sure if I'm answering the question, that there has always been a North American domain, and we need to try to balance this from our area, and I'm going to try to do this with the experience I have. Thank you very much. This is Silvia speaking. Now Carlos has the floor. This is Carlos speaking. Now, in response to the question that was posed, I'm not sure if I agree with Umberto or not. I think this has been good from the point of view of participation, showing the faces of the region. However, I think it could have been more effective. And as I said before, the issue of the bylaws and the other issues we have raised, we could have had a better election of the candidates. Specifically in the aspects I mentioned before, the ALAC candidates and other candidates, this is my decision. Now we can improve this. And perhaps with all the issues that we are used to do in the region, doing outreach constantly, perhaps we will make it, really. This is Silvia speaking again. Banda, now you have the floor. This is Banda speaking. Effective is to have an involvement, a participation that contributes to the other information. It's a person that advocates for the rights of the community, the main, the most qualified candidate, and I believe in this sense, from the moment I've known the NOMCOM members from when we started many years ago, all of them have been very effective in this participation. This is what I heard from others who have been involved. And when I participated there, I also had this reference. I have this reference, for example, from Jacqueline, who was with me representing Lacrado when I was the NOMCOM chair. So I think this is effective. Now, I believe an important area for improvement is that this strategy, the work strategy that many of us are doing for our region, will allow us to disclose more ICANN's opportunities and to be able to have more candidates from our region. This is a point and issue that needs to be improved more and more. It doesn't really matter who is going to sit to take the NOMCON seat, but that person needs to devote to look for new candidates in our region. This is the most effective point that I think all of us need to focus more and more, because even making a very important effort by just having discussions and talking to many people, we haven't really been able to have a participation as active as the Europeans have or as the North Americans have. Of course, we are better than the Africans, but this is not sufficient for our region. I think we have very good candidates. We have better candidates than our regions, but they haven't just been presented. And this is because we do not reach to them easily. They do not understand, and they are not interested in ICANN. So this is what we can improve. Thank you. This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. Thank you, Vanda. Can you please confirm if Jacqueline is on the call? This is Silvia Vivanco from STAF.
Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Heidi. Are you on the call?
Habla.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you and Gisela, and I'm hearing, like, a buzz, and then I'm hearing some mumbling, but I have no idea what anybody else is saying on this call.
So you're saying you're not hearing the interpretation?
Not at all. I've heard you
Gisela,
and those are the only two people I've heard since I came on this call. Well, the first time I was on for like 10 minutes, and now. So,
okay.
I just got my computer up, so I'm now trying to get into the meeting room, so maybe I... Hey.
Okay, let me just see. Jacqueline, it's Gisela here. So you haven't been hearing interpretation at all?
No. Nope. I heard like something that sounded like a voice, but it was really low, and I could not understand a word that it was. It was just like at the bottom, you know.
We've never had this issue before, because I hear the interpretation. Heidi, do you hear the interpretation? Dev,
yes.
Do you?
Yes.
This is Dave. Yes, I hear the interpreters.
I have not.
And I'm hearing Jacqueline as clearly as well.
I'm hearing Jacqueline. Central
saying yes
too.
As well.
Deb, do you hear the interpretation?
Yes.
Okay. Jacqueline, are you on the Adigo Bridge, or are you on the AT room, or you said you're on the bridge, correct?
I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what's going on. We're going to be working. They're basically ready for you. So let's just. Yeah, just basically everyone's spoken and they're just waiting for you. So we're now aware of this. So let's see what's going to go on. Interpreters, can you hear us? Can you hear Jacqueline?
Hi, this is David, the interpreter. We can hear absolutely everybody.
Okay, so I think that they're ready to have Jacqueline speak. And unfortunately, she's not heard any of the interpretation. But at this point, I think everyone's just waiting for her to speak, correct?
Okay, well, if you guys could, like, tell me what the question is, if everybody's hearing me, I can talk as if I know what people are saying.
Okay, interpreters, could you have someone on the Spanish channel ask the question, and then we'll have to just interpret it.
This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. She would like to say that she has 5 minutes for her presentation before answering to the questions, so perhaps we would like Jacqueline to use her 5 minutes to give her presentation.
Okay, did you hear that, Jacqueline?
What?
Did you hear that at all?
That what?
Did you hear
no.
the interpreter
no.
just speak to you?
No.
No. So basically they're asking,
because
you have 5 minutes.
Speaking, then we are going to have to continue with
no,
the rest
hang
of
on,
the candidates.
Hang on.
Unfortunately, we cannot
no,
go on. So I'm now going to read the third question. And this is the order. First, Humberto Carrasco.
Wait,
then
what
Carlos
was what is that that's going on? Am I going
to? I'm just writing into the Adobe Connect. Just a moment, please.
Do
okay.
you think the NOMCOM should be completely independent? This is Sylvia speaking. I see on the chat room Heidi has written something that maybe we can give the floor to Jacqueline, because it seems she can be heard, so perhaps we can listen to her. So we now give the floor to Jacqueline then.
Okay, Jacqueline, we're going to give you time to speak, so if you want to just give a presentation and then you can respond to questions, okay?
Okay, as long as like somebody else will probably have to
okay.
just like
okay.
refer them to me. Hi, this is Jacqueline Morris, and I have been nominated for the NOMCOM. I've been on the NOMCOM a couple of years already. I was the associate chair, and then I was the LACRAL representative. Part of the reason that I believe I can be useful in the NOMCOM is that I have loads of experience within ICANN, so I know where I know all the people in all the spaces, so I know it's kind of, so I know what people can, will need, or who to ask for what they'll need. And I'm also been working in HR in the past in the region, so I can help with finding additional people who can come in and out of, who can come into ICANN for leadership positions. With regard to my time that I spent in the NOMCOM, I did find that there is an issue with the secrecy or the appearance that people have of the NOMCOM being a super secret, quite hidden organization that's just picking people. And that's one of the things that I worked on when I was associate chair and also in the other year that I was on. But it's really important, in my opinion, for the NOMCOM to be independent and to accept information, but not necessarily to accept loads of information about people, but to be confidential with regard to the people who've applied, because it is important for them that their information is not necessarily public knowledge, because they do give us, in the NOMCOM, vast amounts of information about themselves. And as we know, people are very concerned about their privacy and their information and their business and information and so forth. What I have noticed as well is that the NOMCOM, ICANN in general, does tend to be kind of northern and western and white male-centric, and that is something that I think we have to make a great effort to change, because the vast majority of people who ICANN will be serving in the future are not those people. When I was... Oh, I'm hearing loads of noise now.
Yeah, we are.
But, okay. When I was there, we did make a particular effort to outreach to women and got a huge number of women involved in the applying. So I think that I can definitely focus on that. My entire focus since I've been in ICANN since 2005 has been on outreach and getting people involved. That's why I worked really hard to help to organize with getting this RALO, the LAC RALO, and all the other RALOs formed. That's why I've been working really hard over the years to go out and get additional people who are not necessarily in the ICANN Internet sphere, to come in and participate. And that's, I guess, what I can say that I will work towards if you guys put me on the non-com. That's it. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Jacqueline. We are now then going to go to the third question. I think Jacqueline has answered to this question in part. The third question posed by Sintra is, do you think the NOMCON should be completely independent from ICANN so that judgments are made on candidates' applications alone? So I'm now going to go give the floor to Umberto Carrasco.
Okay, so they're thanking you, Jacqueline, and they say that you've answered part of the question, and another question now is on NOMCOM. So let me see if I can get that over to you, okay?
Okay.
This is a question that it's a bit tricky in a way, because it's very difficult to be fully independent if you are a part of ICANN, which is part of the organization. Then what happens is you need to build a structural mental independence so that when you are a NOMCOM member, you are as objective as possible. But it is not it's not possible to be completely isolated because you are part of an organization, so you need to have a vision, a more holistic vision in this sense. And I need to go back to what Jacqueline said in this sense. In a way, what Jacqueline is saying, she says we need to encourage more people, involve more people. Well, I am completely new, and that is why I want to take this position, because from the outside, I want to contribute with a completely different vision from the members that have been there. I'm not saying that her experience is bad, but what I'm saying is the external experience I have can be a fully different contribution to what she can contribute. And from this point of view, I think I am the appropriate candidate to be a member of the NOMCOM. Thank you. Sylvia Herling speaking. Now Carlos Aguirre has the floor. Carlos, can you hear us? This is Carlos speaking. Can you hear me? Thank you.
Yes.
With respect to the question, I agree with Umberto. I think this is a difficult question, and I thank Sintra for having made this question. I think the answer is yes and no. I know actually it's not a good answer, but I'm convinced we need to achieve independence within ICANN, as Umberto is saying, to eliminate these suspicions that were raised last year that were left on their own in the end, but these suspicions did exist, and these suspicions of corruption, of friendships, of pressures at the time of choosing candidates, I think they're not healthy for the whole selection process. So I agree with Umberto. I think we should be independent, but this independence should be achieved within the ICANN structure with representatives who can be independent in order to achieve transparency. Thank you. This is Sylvia speaking. Now Vanda has the floor. Vanda speaking. I consider the problems of independence are a lot more based or a lot more related to the representatives and the proportion of representation that we have internally within the NOMCOM. So we have a group in ALAC with 5 members, one from each region. We also have a group, a very strong group in the GNSO, against only one person from the CCNSO. So I saw last year that the biggest groups joined themselves in favor or against a certain group, and they can manipulate that group, that's correct. But this depends to a large extent on the people. Because representatives are ICANN members, we are within ICANN, and so this representation division perhaps should be a lot more balanced, or and we perhaps should include more people from the outside in, together with those who are from the inside. And maybe we would not have groups or specific ways of thinking, unique ways of thinking, and this is my problem with independence. As a process, we are completely independent. ICANN does not get involved with anything, does not ask us to do anything. We give no satisfaction for anything, and so we have full independence as for the structure. But this composition of names can be harmful. This is my opinion. Now, how can we improve this? Well, we can improve this with a participation that is more balanced, with people from the outside that are now very little. Now there's one or two representatives, it's just a few representatives from the technical part, the external technical part, such as the IETF groups. And these are technical groups. But the ICANN structure is not very balanced because all of the GNSO is very strong. This is Sylvia speaking. I'm sorry to interrupt, Vanda. We only have 10 minutes, so I'm going to read question number 4 and 5 together. These questions have been posed by Carlos Vera. Question 4 is, how do you see the election rules and what would you change in those rules? And 5 is, what would you do in order for these processes to give us a La Crallo that is joined together and it's not increasingly fragmented? I don't know if Jacqueline has been able to answer, to listen to the interpreters, but this is how we should go on.
Can I answer question 3 first, though?
Go ahead,
Hello?
Jacqueline, please.
Okay,
Jacqueline, can you hear
now, what I gather is question 3 was, do you think the NOMCOM should be completely independent from ICANN, the judgments are made on candidates' applications alone? What I get from the question is that the idea would be that we would, that the NOMCOM would simply take in applications, figure out the best people, and just put them there without input from the SOs and ACs that we are putting people on. I think that the answer to that is no, purely because if one, the best people for the job are obviously the people who will be able to add value to the work that the particular SO or AC is doing. and that depends on what their vision is for what they intend to do. So therefore, that feedback absolutely has to come back to the NOMCOM so that one would be able to find people who can support that. With regard to the process, within ICANN, the NOMCOM is and has always been totally independent. ICANN does not, as an organization, ICANN does not put any pressure on the NOMCOM officially. It does not come in and say, this is what you've got to do. The NOMCOM runs itself in an independent manner. What does happen is that because of the various representatives to the NOMCOM, there are people who come in with mindsets and opinions and goals and agendas. And I have seen, there are people who come in thinking, well, I see no reason that we should keep the same people there more than once. We need to get new people. And so no matter how good you are, there are people who will be saying, well, time to get someone new. There are people who come in with an idea that we must have diversity, we must have women, we must have different cultures. And they work within the NOMCOM to attempt to persuade the other members to go for that purpose. The NOMCOM itself is a very interesting group in that with regard to all of these...
Sylvia speaking. Unfortunately, you have no more time.
Okay. Can I just make one last closing statement then? Hello?
Go ahead, Jacqueline, please.
Yeah. So basically... I think that once we get people inside the NOMCOM who have an idea or a focus that the LACRALO works with, but they need to be able to work with and to be able to persuade the other people in the group towards that mindset. That's it.
This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Jacqueline. Umberto, could you please respond to questions number 4 and 5? This is Umberto speaking. Obviously, the election process is not the ideal process. If you want to be a member of LACRALO, all of us members of LACRALO would like to be able to exercise our democratic right to choose our representatives. Somehow or other, this has been the tradition that has been followed in the sense that we recommend someone, and then we try that person to be the chosen person as a NOMCOM member. Unfortunately, the bylaws say something different, and we need to respect that because these are the rules. Otherwise, we would be in an anarchic system. But in this sense, we as LACRALO need to maintain a message, and the message is that if we have done this in this way, recommending someone, then why would it change? Would we change now? Because we know that those are the rules, but we as LACRALO should be consistent in the way that we choose people. Because if we do not follow our own procedures, we give no guarantee of seriousness and nobody would consider us. Thank you. This is Celia speaking. Thank you, Umberto. Now Carlos has the floor. This is Carlos speaking. Thank you. There's two parts, the first and the second question by Carlos Pereira. What would you change in the election rules? Well, I think there is a misunderstanding here. ALEC chooses 5 representatives to the NOMCOM, but there is one for each region, and this is the philosophy that has reigned forever. I think we can interpret it differently. I agree with Umberto and with some others who have said that we should be the ones who should choose our candidates directly. I agree with this. I think we should raise this philosophy to state this and to make this position valid. Now, with respect to the second question, the answer is very simple. By being honest, by being transparent, and by choosing the best candidate based on their capacities and not choosing the person because they know him or even if he is a bad candidate. We need to see who is the best, who can represent us for the best, and if we cooperate in this sense, we will just go ahead and we will unite it. Now, Vanda has the floor. Very quickly, I agree that we have had the opportunity to discuss this issue, the fact that we would like to choose our own candidate and not to send information and to let others decide this for us. I believe this is a point that we need to agree on. Now, regarding the union in La Crallo, I think we need to be a bit more tolerant to the other colleagues. This is what we see in the assembly. This is, has nothing to do with the election process. It actually has to do with a lack of tolerance, a lack of understanding, and the differences we have in our region. I think we should improve our procedures, and we should always review our rules, but we need to maintain, we need to continue under these rules, because this is how we make them work. I think choosing one or the other is always a democratic process that we need to submit to. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. This is Vanda speaking. We have a question from Fatima. This is Sylvia speaking. Yes, we also have a question from Alberto Soto, but we have run out of time. So for the missing questions to be answered.
Can I ask the question? Can I answer questions 4 and 5?
We will post the questions as I said before. Since one woman had problems, we will have some minutes to close this call, but not to answer questions, as you were mentioning, because it is more than one question. We have several questions. We have your questions, the questions by Alberto. So we will put all these questions. Of course, you will be able to listen to the recording. We will post these questions on the wiki for the candidates to reply to those questions. Then we will request the staff or ask the staff to send a doodle poll for the community to meet with the candidate so that we can send next week on the 25th, that is today. So, Sylvia, could you please confirm the deadline? I know we are not having enough time. So we will send the invitations for you to answer the poll as quickly as possible so as to be
Can I possibly just say 3 sentences in answer to questions 4 and 5?
We would like to close this call, but the idea is that you can follow this issue in the email list. I think we should request ALAC 2 days more, because in this call was organized only for today, and we still need to come up with an agreement. So thank you very much to all, you all. Thank you very much to the interpreters. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Sylvia, if you allow me, sorry for interrupting you. this is they are all the readers to transmit their recommendations for a preferred candidate. If the writer wishes to provide one by June the 25th, so that is the recommendation. So what is the other step on the part of Black Writer? Would you like to follow this? This is Sylvia Hallenleiter speaking. I think this is something we must do because today we will be posting the recording and today we have the call and Juan Manuel, for example, was not able to participate. So, Sylvia, I would suggest adding two extra days because even the Lacroix chair was not able to participate today. Therefore, I think we need at least 2 days to provide advice to the ALAC. So this is not the first time that this happens. So since we had some coordination issues and audio issues, and today this is the deadline, and taking into account that one of the candidates was not able to participate, I think it would be wise to request 2 days. Even though the deadline is today, the ALAC won't be deciding tomorrow. So perhaps, and as an exception, we can have 2 extra days to organize all this information so that I can speak to the chair about this. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay. We will send an email. We can do it together to give you 2 extra days to send the candidate's name. Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Okay, as Wanda is typing here, we can also have Juan. So the request is done. That is an action item. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you to our fantastic interpreters. And so have a good evening, and let's keep in touch by email. Thank you very much.
Thanks, all. Yeah, sorry, Stephanie. I wrote in that you wanted to ask a few questions, but they didn't respond. Stephanie?
Yes?
Hi. I did put it into the chat that you wanted to speak, you wanted to say 3 seconds.
Yeah, well,
no response.
Yeah, I realize that because, I could answer that question in 3 sentences, much shorter than that whole long thing of discussing what we're going to do with the wiki. But anyway, I'll do it on the wiki then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that those are posted pretty quickly. And I've informed Olivier about the request, but no response, so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really don't know what went on with that with the early bit, but it suddenly like exploded, like somebody turned up the volume. It was kind of like I heard the two of you, and then I heard Dev, and I was just hearing underneath, and then I suddenly somebody turned up the volume, and then it was like boom.
Yeah. If that happens again, let staff know. I mean, we've never heard of that before, so. We have no idea what was happening there.
I don't know. It seems as if the translation channel was, turned way down or something. And then
we were here.
Somebody suddenly turned the volume up, and then I heard everybody at the same level.
Well, just in time. Okay, but I'll get the post-host questions on the wiki pretty quickly. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.